But most people lose a loved one, they just quit going to church for a while. But he quickly got over that. Forgot about John, is dead now. And he saw those people. And compassion moved him. And he began to heal them. He began to drive those demons out of their bodies. That pain that they had. And all the stuff that was going on in their life, he drove that stuff out. What compassion moved him to set him free? Because he had already said, this is the reason I came, to set the captive free. And that's why I came, to set the captive free. So the Pharisee, the scribes, and all the religious folks, they hadn't set nobody free. And when he was doing what he was sent to do, they called him Beelzebub. They said he had a devil. And I guess it was a devil to them because they never done anything like that. But that's what they were saying, and this is the distraction of the devil to get you confused. But they couldn't confuse Jesus because he knew who he was. He knew what he was sent to do. And he said, when they were questioning him in the 8th chapter of John Gospel, about the woman, you remember the woman had caught in adultery. And he go on down to the end of that chapter. And he was talking about you of your father, the devil, the lust of your father you would do. And they said, we'd be Abraham children. He said, if you were Abraham children, you would be listening to what I have to say. Before Abraham was, I am. That shook them up. Right. That shook them up because they didn't know how to handle that one. And, but my point is, they were always hopping on him. If they had any kind of spiritual insight, they would recognize this is God. Because he was setting the captive free. He was driving out demons. He was feeding the hungry. He was giving them strength. He was doing all that, feeding them. And that's the way religious peoples and the devil, religious spirits will do. They'll try to close you down and make shame you out and back you off and make you look like a nitwit and make you feel like a fool. Because you speak in tongues and cast out devils and lay hands on the sick. All right. They said that's kooky. But leave my kooky self alone. I'm going to say it again. You call it what you want to, just leave my kooky self alone. So, he said in verse 13, back to 9, 13, still reading from the Passion Translation. I'll come back to the King James. Then he added, now you should go and study the meaning of this verse. See, that's where the Lord got my attention. He said, I want you to study it and find out the meaning, what I'm saying. I said, Lord, what are you saying? Because he said, I want you to show mercy. In the King James, let me get back to the King James so I can read them together. And I'm gonna say something. I never said it this way before. And I'm gonna say it by the Spirit of God. The King James said, go and learn what this meaneth. Go learn what this meaneth. And I will have mercy and not sacrifice. And I said, what do you mean? He said, I want you to know that I want to show mercy and heal people. He explained so I can understand. I will have mercy. And that's what I did for these people. I showed mercy and I healed them. And he said, you are my body. And that same compassion moved me, ought to be moving you. He will move with compassion. Now you listen, I don't get you, y'all, because he said, what happened? He said, too many times y'all come out of the church and you want to give a little sacrifice, pray, praise the Lord, and go back home and sit down. He said, but I'd rather for compassion move you to somebody that hurt. You know, you praise the Lord and feel real good, you go sit down like you encompass the world now. Come on, let's be real. And we don't do anything. Somebody out there hurting, we ain't got time to sacrifice. He said, but I'd rather for compassion to move you like it moved me. Then he helped me out because you know when you say something like that, you kind of get guilty. But he helped me out. He said, I'd rather for you to be moved like I was moved by compassion towards those that were hurting. You know, we put on some program sometimes and we jump around a little bit and go home and don't even go minister to anybody. Oh, don't invite anybody that's hurting to come. Am I preaching kind of good? And we get satisfied with that. What it does, we get in a religious rut. Not that the praise is wrong, but we miss the main flow of what God wants to do. He'd rather you be moved by compassion. And compassion moved him when he saw those hurting people. Yes. And we see hurting people. That's why you're on that prayer line. I'm glad you're on there. Uh-huh. You'll get up and do something.
Amen.
Yeah, you will. You won't just sit around and watch TV all the time.
Amen.
You'll get in and get on your faith. Right. You'll separate yourself. Because compassion will move you to pray. Compassion will move you to say. Compassion will move you to do what he did. Now here's where you got me. Let me get back up here. Here's where you got me. You know how people say, he said, this is where they got it from. You know how people say, I'm just an old sinner saved by grace. You heard that? He said, here's where they got it from. Here's what he said. He said, if you were just an old sinner, he said, how in the world can you be a sinner and be my child? Okay. This got me. He said, I don't have a trace of sin in me. Now, how are you going to be my child and have sin in you? He said, when I saved you, I remitted your sin. I removed sin completely from you. You are not a sinner. You are my child. Are y'all ready for this? He said, you are my child. He said, what is, you got to grow up and learn like a young little baby. You got to be trained and taught. And he said, when you're a baby and when you're older, you miss it. It don't make you a sinner. It just means you missed and you sinned. And I put 1 John 1:9 so you'll know what to do and how to get rid of your sin. That didn't, just because you sinned, missed it, that didn't make you a sinner. Because if it did, you wouldn't be my child. Is that plain enough? And he said, and the way you have preached it, Jim, in some cases, you made people run away from me. And many others have. You're not the only one.